It is satisfaction to a man to do the proper works of a man. Now it is a proper work of a man to be benevolent to his own kind, to despise the movements of the senses, to form a just judgment of plausible appearances, and to take a survey of the nature of the universe and of the things which happen in it. There are three relations between you and other things. The one to the body which surrounds you, the second to the divine cause from which all things come to all, and the third to those who live with you. Pain is either an evil to the body, then let the body say what it thinks of it, or to the soul, but it is in the power of the soul to maintain its own serenity and tranquillity, and not to think that pain is an evil. For every judgment and movement and desire and aversion is within, and no evil ascends so high. Cleanse your imagination by often saying to yourself, "Now it is in my power to let no badness be in this soul, nor desire nor any perturbation at all. But looking at all things I see what is their nature, and I use each according to its value." Remember this power which you have from nature. Speak both in the Senate and to every man, whoever he may be, appropriately, not with any affectation. Use plain discourse. Augustus Court, wife, daughter, descendants, ancestors, sister, Agrippa, kinsmen, intimates, friends, Areus, Maecenas, physicians and sacrificing priests, the whole court is dead. Then turn to the rest that have died since then, not considering the death of a single man, but of a whole race, as of the Pompeys, and that which is inscribed on the tombs, "He was the last of his race." Then consider what trouble those before them have had that they might leave a successor, and then that of necessity someone must be the last. Again here consider the death of a whole race. It is your duty to order your life well in every single act, and if every act does its duty, as far as is possible, be content, and no one is able to hinder you so that each act shall not do its duty. But something external will stand in the way. Nothing will stand in the way of your acting justly and soberly and considerately. But perhaps some of the effects of my actions may be hindered by an external force. Well, but by acquiescing in the hindrance and by being content to transfer your efforts to that which is allowed, another opportunity of action immediately presents itself in place of that which was hindered, and one which will adapt itself to this new ordering of the matter. Receive wealth or prosperity without arrogance, and you shall then be ready to part with them with equal composure. If you did ever see a hand cut off, or a foot, or a head, lying anywhere apart from the rest of the body, such does a man make himself, as far as he can, who is not content with what happens, and separates himself from others, or does anything unsocial. Suppose that you have detached yourself from the natural unity, for you were made by nature a part of the whole, but now you have cut yourself off. Yet here there is this beautiful provision, that it is in your power again to unite yourself. God has allowed this to no other part, after it has been separated and cut asunder, to come together again. But consider the kindness by which he has distinguished man, for he has put it in his power not to be separated at all from the universal. And when he has been separated, he has allowed him to return and to be united and to resume his place as a part of it. As the nature of the universal has given to every rational being all the other powers that it has, so we have received from it this power also. For as the universal nature converts and fixes in its predestined place everything which stands in the way and opposes it, and makes such things a part of itself, so also the rational animal is able to make every hindrance its own material, and to use it for such purposes as it may have designed. Do not disturb yourself by thinking of the whole of man's life. Let not your thoughts at once embrace all the various troubles which you may expect to befall you. But on every occasion ask yourself, what is there in this which is intolerable and past bearing? For you will be ashamed to confess. In the next place, remember that neither the future nor the past pains you, but only the present. But this is reduced to a very little, if you only circumscribe it appropriately and chide your mind if it is unable to hold out against even this.